Who wants to know? Okay. Well, here's the deal. It really does work like that, because in order to have it, you have to die. Okay? You got to die to get it. But I don't mean physically die. Your old man, your old nature, your carnal self has to die. You have to reckon it as dead and stop feeding that, stop trying to resurrect it. And your new nature in Christ that you get from the Holy Spirit comes alive inside of you. Resurrection power that you get from the Lord when you make Him your Lord and Savior. He puts His Spirit, His resurrection power inside of you. Your old man dies. The new man or the new woman comes to life in Christ. Praise God. That's what happens when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You are literally born again. You have a new nature. The Holy Spirit comes into your heart. And this is what happened. He unites you with Christ. When He comes in, He makes you one with Christ. He unites you with Him. And you are united with Him. And literally, Scripture says that He baptizes you into Christ. Okay? Now, the Greek word for baptism, baptizo, literally means to immerse or submerge. And so the Holy Spirit, because of His presence inside of you, submerges or immerses you into Christ so that you are now completely and utterly in Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:13 says, "For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews, Greeks, slaves, or free." So now we are in Christ. We are safe, we are protected, we are covered, we are immersed in Him. Galatians 3:27 says, "As many as you were baptized into Christ have put on Christ." You know, He had a seamless robe. Scripture says His robe was seamless. And we put on Christ, we put on His seamless robe of righteousness. There is no start, there is no end, it is eternal. God envelops us in that, and in Him we have amazing power and blessing from God. There is nothing. There is nothing. Everybody say nothing. There is nothing like being in Christ. Man, that is mind-blowing. If you ever want to do a mind-blowing Bible study, look up all the things that belong to you because you are now in Christ. It is amazing. Scripture says, this is just a little sample of it. When we are in Christ, it says, in Him, we are the righteousness of God, perfect righteousness. In Him, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. In Him, we have obtained an inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled, reserved in heaven for us. In Him, we are complete. We are made whole. We're not half a man anymore. He has put us together to the glory of God. And I love this last one, 2 Corinthians 1:20. In Him, all the promises of God to us are yes and amen. There is nothing God is holding back from you. When you are in Christ, you have the favor that Christ had with the Father. His love that He had for His Son belongs to you. And He says that all, we inherit all of the riches of heaven. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places belongs to you. Why? Because now you are in Him. So for you guys that are getting baptized today, as a testimony that you are now in Christ, this is yours. He bought it for you with His own blood. That's how deeply and passionately He loves you. He wanted you to have this so much that He was willing to hang on that cross so that you could have it. His desire for you is to walk in victory. His desire for you is to wake up in faith every morning and say, "Thank God, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds my future. I am now in Christ, joint heirs with Christ." All of the things, all of these things are promises of God that belong to you. Man, There's one more thing, in closing, there's one more thing that happens to us because we're in Christ. That is that we are united with Him in His death and resurrection. And that's why we're here today with a baptistry filled with some very nice, about 85 degree water. When you get down in that thing, let me tell you, man, your muscles will just go soft and be like, just let me hang in here for about the next 20 minutes or so. I think we need some jacuzzi jets in that thing. That's what we need. But when we are in Christ, we are united with him in his death and resurrection. Romans 6:2, this is the key verse for everybody getting baptized today. This is what's happening today. Your baptism is a picture of this. Paul said, he's talking about an inward transforming experience. He says, do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ, in other words, placed and immersed into Christ, as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. That's what that's about. This is saying that just as Christ died for my sin and was buried, even so now I am crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. My old nature is dead. I'm going to bury him. He's dead already. I'm going to bury him in the water. My old heart is dead. I have died to the old ways. I've died to my old motives. I now have a new vision. I have a new heart. I have a new hope. I have a new life. I have a new power. I have a new relationship with God. I have a new destiny. I am risen to walk in newness of life. That's not optimism, man. That's faith. That's rejoicing. That's celebration. Because God has promised us in his word that it's true. Praise God. So water baptism is a picture of that. It is an outward picture of an inward reality. And if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, if you have accepted him as your Lord and Savior, this inward transformation has started taking place inside of you. It has happened. You are now a new creature in Christ. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And what you are about to testify to the world and to God and to yourself is this: your old man is dead. You are now risen to walk in newness of life. Is that exciting? Amen. Praise God. It's exciting for me. It is exciting for me. Woo! Yes, sir! Praise God, man. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed that God saved me through the blood of Jesus Christ. I am excited about that. That's something to get excited about. Praise God, man. So we've got six people that are going to take the plunge today. Six people that are going to testify that their old man is dead. They are risen to walk in newness of life. They now are in Christ, and his power is living in them. That's awesome stuff, man. We have Alyssa Von Goren, Jacob Largent, Chloe Largent, Justin Cummings, Julie McCarson, and Joseph Hubbard. Now, some of these folks have been saved a while, but they want to really and truly testify in a way from their heart, passionately, to the world and to anybody witnessing what God has done for them. Praise God.